The exhibit includes pictures and written history of the Fox City's Black community. Nick Hoffman is the chief curator of the History Museum at the Castle. He says enslaved Black people moved into the Valley beginning in the 1700s to work as fur traders. The pop-up museum will spend the next 2 years going around to schools, town halls, and churches. It's called Stone of Hope, after a 1967 speech given by Martin Luther King when he stopped in Appleton. Stone of Hope is also engraved on the National MLK Memorial in Washington, D.C.
There are many references that he used a very famous metaphor from a mountain of despair, a stone of hope.
The exhibit includes the story of Horace Artis, who was a former slave and a Union Army veteran of the Civil War.
He was very likely at Appomattox Courthouse with the 31st United States Colored Troops and witnessed Robert E. Lee's surrender and moved to Outagamie County, probably on a farm contract labor, and eventually moved into Appleton. And we've really been able to tell his story, as well as what was a growing African-American community in Appleton just before the early 1900s.
Despite a thriving social and economic Black community in the 1800s, Hoffman says by 1930 there were no permanent Black residents in Appleton. The Stone of Hope pop-up museum will be unveiled June 22nd in the City Park, and it will spend the next month at City Hall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.